has manifested with this harassment and all these things. But being anugraha,
mercy.
Mercy is bhaktana. Here is a look. Bhaktana means the rashtraman is physical. Bhaktana, first gopi, and head of the gopi. Then gopi. Then sadhana siddha. Then sadha. In sadha, bhav. Bhavavastha. Lower down, sadhaka of uttam bhakti in the stage of Bindu Mangala and all others. There are sadhana. Those who are doing sadhana far attaining bhav. Who sadhak? Those who are trying to bring bhav bhakti to you. They are sadhak. And in those hearts, the Siddha Sakta has come here. And they are naturally doing bhav bhakti to Krishna. Like in the Mangala and Kavala. And our Goswamis are also in that. Those who are mukta, they are siddha. Yet when they are in world and practicing this, they need to be taken in that category of power. And lower down, sadhana. Sadhana bhakta, other than arok siddha,
sangha siddha,
sangha siddha, in the category of sarup siddha, but also in sarup siddha, anna vilas sunna, vyaram karma adi anna bhakta, ankulya netra snanu silana, that kind of bhakta. Also, lower down, those who are sama siddha or arok siddha, also, and those who are vimuk, not bhakta, but yet Krishna will do all these leelas, and they will hear from bhakta, and they will be again vimuk to Krishna. So, anugrahaya bhaktanam, you have all kinds of doing good for all. Krishna has come with his all sarup siddha gopis and playing here. Those who are bhav bhakta, they will be primitive. Those who are sadhava, by hearing and remembering, they will be abhav. Those who are uttam bhakta, they will be siddha, sarup siddha. Sarup siddha will be vastu siddha. And those who are in lower sadhava, they will be in madhyam adhikari, and gradually they will be uttam adhikari. And those who are vimukh, by the touch of all these bhagavat, hearing all these, they will be inclined to Krishna. So for everyone, all bhaktana, whether Kanishta, uttam, madhyam and siddha, siddha, Krishna has come with his whole leela, your pastimes here. And those who will bhajate tadrishi pida, those who will do bhajan of that leader, past time. Means those who will utter, do sankirtan of this leader. Those who will hear, those who will go to that places and go down and pray for all, these are bhajate tadrushi kriya ya sutva tatparo bhave. Tatparo bhave, Krishna lila parak bhave. Means here Krishna is Vishay and Gopis are Ashay. They are remembering both, but especially they are remembering and hearing and following, though they are hearing all these things, but they are following Gopis, Ashay. So Patparo Bhavet means Krishna Paro Bhavet, but really this Radha and Gopi Paro Bhavet. Understand what I told? What?
That although it says Tatparo Bhavet, that their inclination to serve and follow him, Krishna, is there, but real meaning is to follow Ashraya, means Gopis.
Because they are following them. How to serve Krishna? So they will be like this. That is, they will have preet, those who are sadhak have preet. And by hearing repeatedly, they will be tatparobhoi, they will be sarup siddha, and after that they will be vastu siddha, and then they will enter in that way. Then?
Maharaj, can it be said that someone in bhava bhakti is sadhak?
Also sadhak.
Up to end of bhav or in some
end
part
of
bhav?
End of, he will be siddha, then he becomes some siddha. When that potency comes, then he becomes bhav bhakta. And after that, completing, he will be premi bhakta, not in this world, but on the prakat lila where Krishna is here.
But he can achieve swarup siddhi in bhav bhakti. Then he's
there,
not
sadhak.
There
is beginning and ending.
Ah, that's what I meant to
no,
say.
There is beginning of bhav and ending of bhav. Ending is siddha. And beginning is bhakta. Sadhan.
Yes.
Na suyan khalu krishnaya मोहितास्तस्य माया मन्यमाना स्वपार्श्वस्थान स्वान स्वान दारान ब्रजौकुशा. ब्रजौकुशा मैंने ब्रजवासी, यह स्पेशली दिहासन सब स्पेशली ऑफ दिहासन ब्रजोग माया. His husband's mood has come by Yogamaya. So there is no marriage, a real marriage. But by Vishwanath Chakravarti Swami, artificial marriage was done to have that mood. Yogamaya has done it. And there was sacrifice and all these things, but by the shadow vigraha of Devi. So they have moved that, they have an idea of Abhiman that these are my wives. But what about these gopis? Gopis have that Abhiman or no? Yes, they have also Abhiman. Because in dream book, Yogamaya has done.
You sometimes explain that during the Brahmavi Mahandila, they were married to Krishna. But now you're also saying that perhaps in another kalpa, or some other time?
No, in this call.
You have given different
No, but they don't knew at that time that I am married with Krishna, because they were set in, Krishna was in shape of cowherd boy. So they did not have that abhiman that I am being married to Krishna, to that goat.
Yeah.
So they have abhiman that
wife of that goat.
Of that goat. But that was Krishna. Anyhow, Yogamaya skillfully had given them that they abhiman that he is my husband and he is my wife. Anyhow, reciprocal, Yogamaya has done this. So here, Brajavukosaha, there has been. But here, Brajavukosaha, all the persons of Braja were related to these gopis, father, mother. Nanad, Saas.
Sister-in-law, mother-in-law.
Also brothers and family persons all knew that my daughter, my wife are here with me. For a long time, as this first time of Ras went for 1000 Chaturdhi. They all knew that my wife is with me, my sister is with me, my daughter is with me, everyone knew, especially their husband, that my all are with me. They are serving, they are cooking, they are nourishing, they are doing all these things. So they have no asura. Asura means
jealousy.
Jealousy to them. Or Krishna, even. Here Krishna. Khalu Krishnaya. They have no jealousy with Krishna. That he has taken my wife. Or he is playing with our Krishna, my wife. Or here Krishnaya Maya Mohita. All were affected by the Yoga Maya, Krishna's Yoga Maya, the Maya of Krishna, who all the Vrajavasi, Vrajavukosa, and they did not have jealousy with wives also, sister also, and all gopis. Both. For Krishna also and gopis also. Manyamana swaparasthan swan swan dharan bhajavukosa. Because they knew that my wife, my sister and all that. Here, Vaishnavakrishna was telling that he is telling that Parikshit Maharaj has answered the question of Parikshit Maharaj that Krishna is Paramatma, Ishwar of Ishwar, and he is Tejiya,
powerful.
So it is not
no,
not surprising
and not
a fault.
Fault in part of Krishna. Because he is Paramatma, Ishwar of Ishwar and Tejiyan. It is not fault for Brahma and Indra what to say about Krishna. He is saying that, yes, I admit this fact, anyone tells. But what about gopis? It has been given blame to gopis that they were Parthiya. Krishna had done bad, but he is Ishwar of Ishwar, so no fault of Krishna. But gopi cannot be out of
improper behavior.
So we see that gopis are in fault. So Sukadeva Goswami is telling we cannot bear this logic.
They have done it right?
They have done
something. Yes. You have to put the other one in first.
Yes, you have to take out this one. Then you can.
So, he's giving logic and in full of apkha. What gopis may be in past births, they have done anything good, but in this birth they have done marriage to other gopis. Then Krishna taking them in Ras and doing this behavior that was not proper to do. And in other ways you are saying that Krishna has come to do anugraha on bhakta and gopi. How you will be conquered? Because if they are the husband, if they are the wives of gopis, and Krishna has met them and done rash, then everyone knows that it is not proper. And everyone blames gopis because Krishna is out of this world. But gopis are under this thing. Why this gopis has done? So everyone will know. So how it is possible that Krishna, by doing a rash, he has done good for gopis and he has done mercy to gopis? How it will be? We think that Krishna has done उनके साथ में उनका बुरा ही किया. He has done evil to gopi. And if a bhakta knows this, that Krishna has done wrong with gopi and gopi has also done wrong, having cross the level of Vedas and Shruti and all these things, they have done this very, very wrong thing. Then all the bhakta will deny that Krishna is our Arathya. Because he done so wrong. Especially those who are brahmachari, monastic brahmachari, yati, sadhu, sannyas, will tell that if Krishna is found guilty of this thing, he cannot be our Arathya. What to bhakta? A bhakta. A bhakta will disrespect and bhakta will go. Also, they will disrespect gopi more than Krishna. So, here Sukadeva Goswami is telling. So, सिद्धांत को युक्ति को दूर करने के लिए खंडन करने के लिए तो अगेंस्ट दिस लॉजिक
He's going to give arguments against
argument it. Argument against this.
This is for the Tattva.
This is Uttar Paksha. No. Sukadeva Goswami is giving Uttar Paksha by this slope. That Vrajavasi Gan, any of the Vrajavasi, what to tell their husbands and brothers and all others? Anyone did not blame Krishna or done asuya to Krishna. And by this word khalu, na asu suyan khalu, nishtutena.
Surely.
And at any time, any way, they have not prakash kiya.
Express
that they have given blame to Krishna or Gopi. None of them. Why? Because it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam Jadhamartha Suhida Priyatma Tanaya Ityadi 10th, 14th, 35th in Brahma Stuti. Brahma is telling. Who is Brahma? Creator of this world. He has four heads and so many eyes everywhere, up, down, here and there. And he is watching all the Brajavasi. And so he is a good evidence, pramanik vyakti. Pramanik vyakti kya?
Authentic person.
Authentic person.
Good witness.
Good witness. He is telling to Krishna that all Brajavasi, whether a child, a young, old, lady, a gentleman, a creeper, a insect, birds, any Brajavasi, of all Brajavasi, you are Griha, Dhana, Putra, Priyajan, Putra, Pran, Abhilasher, Ekmatra Vishwa. You are, so Krishna, they are telling Brahma, you are the griha of what? Your griha, all Brajavasi is griha, dhan. Dhan means
wealth.
Bandhu, priyajan,
near and dear.
Putra, sakha, prahan, and all kinds of desires. Vishaya is Krishna. You are the Vishaya of the all. If Krishna goes into any house, then it is dear and near to go. And in that griha, if Krishna does not enter, it is not near. Here griha means all the inhabitants of that griha. They all, with all their heart, wealth and all these things,
they have surrendered to Krishna and served Krishna.
Surrendered here, not told, but we cannot tell what we can tell. Because there is no surrender.
Dedicated.
Offered everything.
All these things were for Krishna. Griha, dhana, putra, parivar, sattva, all was for Krishna. All loved Krishna. Then in Brahma's saying, no malice, anything to Krishna. Some call this. Also Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj, Krishna arpita atma suhida artha kalat prakama. Also Sukadeva Goswami is telling that all the gopis and all the inhabitants of Braja have dedicated their Atma, Suhida. Suhida means dedicated. What is the meaning of they have dedicated their pens and all of that? Means they are stupid only when they are near and dear to Krishna. If they don't love Krishna, no stupid.
No relation.
No relation. If the son of any mother is not near and dear to Krishna, they will not love that. If the brother is not near and dear to Krishna, he has not been seva to Krishna, he is not brother. If mother is not doing seva to Krishna, then the son will not adopt him as a mother. If any cow has no affection for Krishna, he will not love that cow. In all ways. So, in these lines of Brahma, Asukadeva Goswami, it appears that any of the Vrajavasis did not against to Krishna anything.
But Abhimanyu, Jyotila, Govardhan Gopa,
Durmod.
What about them?
Just tell the answer. What will the answer?
They're created by yoga maya to have this mood to increase paratiya.
No.
To make obstacles.
Really they were against of Krishna. Apparently. But Kunima has told to Jatila that if you do any against work, then you will be
die. Your son and all will die.
Okay. So they did not tell anything apparently.
But in their heart?
In their heart. But if they will do anything, they will not have anything from Yashoda Maya. So they fear.
But they didn't really like it.
What will we do? Is that Yogma has created this
Allah.
Here, the against party is telling whether Prajavasi know or don't know, but this should not be any help to them. How? Gopis have so much affection, all the Prajavasi have so much affection, but Krishna hiddenly does some harm to them, taking their wives to the street and killing them. Their sisters,
mother.
Not mother. Daughter. Son-in-law. So, Krishna is doing evil to them. Whether they don't know. But it is chal-chaturi. Chal. Chal means?
Cheating. Hypocrisy.
So, Krishna should not be like this. Whether they don't understand this?
How we will get around this?
Yeah?
It's a big problem.
Big problem. Sorry. I'm sorry. From upward I love you. But suddenly I cut your feet or doing anything. But you are not knowing, your all relatives are not knowing. But I'm doing. All are telling that, oh, he is so love for him, but doing arguments. So, Krishna should not be right. So, he is giving answer. Sukadeva Goswami is giving answer. Or, Jiva Goswami is clearing. Jiva Goswami is telling that, this is not the fact. If by fire sacrifice. And according to rules of Vedas, if their father has given these gopis to any other husband, then they are married well with that gopi. But it is not done. But they are doing Brahma. That she is my wife, they are only thinking. But actually it has not been done. Marriage was not done. Only by Jog Maya, they are knowing that they are my wife. As if anyone believes that there is ghost in this house, but no ghost. In darkness, anyone fears that there are ghosts, but actually no. That is. So, by the illusory Maya of Yoga Maya, they are understanding that they are the husbands of the gopi, but actually they are not. And if they were husbands, then it was your argument was, but actually no, nothing. So, if the gopis husband thinking themselves husband, if they are doing wrong, they are saying that my wife, but actually they are the wife of Krishna, and Krishna has taken them and played in them. So it is fault of the husband, gopis, not the fault of Krishna. Krishna is playing with his own Swarup Shakti gopis.
But there's a defect in this argument. I think there's a fault in this argument.
What?
Because the common man doesn't know this explanation, so they blame Krishna. We know it because you are explaining it, and those who are fortunate to hear this explanation will say, all right. But the common man may not know, and still they will blame Krishna and gopis.
But Jiva Goswami is claiming, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur will not claim like this. Actually, whether they anyone knows or not, not knowing is fault of them. This is all. Actually, they are the wife, they are Swarup Shakti of Krishna. So Krishna is not doing anything wrong, and gopis are not doing anything. But if anyone thinks that I'm a husband of that, look, it is fault for them. Sukhdev Goswami, Mohita Tasya Maya Manyamana Svapasasthana Swan Sangha.
I mean, Bodo Achi. कौन बारे आरंभ करें
35 minutes I have done
no you have done 35 minutes
he is telling that
he is in the day of Brahma
he has been moved In this shloka, tasya word, tasya mayaya, we have to unmaya, not me, unmaya. And by two unmaya, there will be two kinds of me.
Unmaya?
Tasya.
Explanation.
Tasya. First, unmaya. Unmaya, you know?
What by what explanation?
At first, your Gurudev has done Gita Anvay or Bhagavat Anvay.
Yeah.
And then, what is the relation of each word in Gita?
This is the Jiva Goswami.
first unmay and being will be this. Tasya mayaya, yoga mayaya, by yoga maya. That other gopis were married by their husbands, but not a Nitya Priyasi. Akat, those gopis who were married to goats were shut up.
Prevented. Huh? They were prevented from entering.
So they were kept there in home. And those who were Nitya Siddha, Akat, so Nitya Siddha, they are not wives of any goats. But they were thinking that she is my wife. So this gopi had not done wrong, or Krishna had not done wrong. And those who were not married to Krishna were not Siddha, and they were only Sadhana Siddha, Sarup Siddha. Now they have come, taken birth in Prakat Leela, but yet something wrong.
Kasar.
They are not Vastu Siddha.
No, they were Vastu Siddha.
And still they could not enter.
There is still something.
Some Kasar. They have male of Kasar.
They were married and they have child something. Or if no child, well.
It has also some kasas.
If no child, no, then they are being in the song of their husbands. But no child. But they are mixed with their husband. So they are not qualified for Krishna Allah. So Yogamaya stop both. But those who have no child and no sang with their husband, and have sung with Nitya Siddha.
If they have Vastu Siddha, they have prema ready.
Prema ready, already. They have asakti, mamata, prema, but it's still the boy.
Male of Kasa.
Have they seen Krishna? They must have seen him.
They are purvarat. How? Because they are child or not child, or they have met with their husband. They are purvarat. But when they were checked, at when Krishna came and went in their heart, in full breast, and everything went on, and they again become people, again they became.
They journeyed that again.
Next time.
Gradually, all this, not at a time.
Next time, meaning next time Krishna with rest or next life?
I mean, this has the same for Maharashtra. Or other rest. In Govardhana, we are in here. Mandir one also rest. Govardhana also rest.
We have
one. Bihar one. So, if there had been those who were not married, but they were thinking that they are my wife, and if they go to go, so that these are my gopis, and if they were fearing that it was not hurtful to them, not pleasing. So, the Nitya Prayasi have never this idea that they are my pati. But he is telling, Yuga Swami. So, Sanat Chakravarti Thakura has not wrote all these songs because it will be against Bhagavata. He has tried to do, but he has tried it's a artificial Buddhism. It was not a real Siddhanta of Buddhism. It has been done for unqualified persons. But those who are qualified, no tarka, no logic, nothing will come. From my beginning, I have no any place for logic, all these logic. Why, how, in Krishna pastime are not. Krishna is saying that there nothing opposite to Krishna. Because they just think that by Yoga Maya, the motives of that for Siddha Gopi were present before their time. So they never told anything about it. Today, I will read all these things.
Now, when we saw the Seva Kunj in Vrindavan, the pictures of Rupa and Rati Manjari are inside the Seva Kunj. And then there are two places outside, and two more mandiris will come there. Who are those mandiris?
That mandiri are not disciples.
No, but you must have some idea.
Then you will not be given. You can think of your Gurudev. I will think my Gurudev.
I can think his Gurudev.
Yeah.
Anyone think his Gurudev.
There will be two. You have not named either of them, or one you have named?
It depends on what.
But they are doing some specific thing. They have some special color of their dress. So there must be name also. Everything else. How we will discover this?
By sadhana bhajati. By sadhana bhajati.
What about some kripa?
Some hints should be given, as your Guru Maharaj gave some hints. With the colors on the steps and other things.
My Guru Maharaj said, man, mandiri and kuno.
After
tomorrow, I will see if
we cannot come Wednesday.
Then so Thursday?
Thursday we can come, but then we only have very short time.
And then next day we can come.
Thursday and Friday.
Yes, I'm going to him. I'm thinking that I will do my Guru Dev Vyas Puja in Vrindavan on 28th February. That will be all Guru Dev.
We will certainly be thinking of your Guru Dev.
Yes, and that day we will meditate very deeply on you
and yours. No, some will be here. Some of them will be here. I think his wife will be going.
She's gone. She will be in Korea.
Yes, she will go. But all others will be here.
Both of them will be in Korea.
Sure.
Didn't finish?
Yes, she's not
the
one.
Shamarani,
she will be here, I think.
She will not go?
Not immediately.
Last Vidya?
Some will be here.
Yes, they will be
here. Yes.
Tell them.
Krishnadas Kaviraj said that the loka is divided into three parts. Mathura, Dwarka, and Gokula. You told us it's divided into four parts. So, why are you saying, if there's four parts, why are you saying only three parts?
Dwarka, Mathura, and?
Yes, and Gokula.
Gokul or Vrindavan or Braj.
Huh.
These are three. Where is Gokul? Golok. Where is Golok? In Dwarka, Vrindavan or in Mathura?
Prabhupada, as I understand.
I am not telling Prabhupada.
Yes.
I am telling for you. You should understand these things.
Golok?
Where is Golok? Or Golok is in Braj? Golok is in Dwarka, or Golok is in Mathura. Or Golok is nothing, but three are called Golok.
Krishnadas Kaviraj is saying three are called Golok,
no.
Three together.
You should understand this. There is Golok Dham. No. This is like a boulder. No. In this Golok, the lower stage is called Golok. And here Swakiya Bhav is there. No? Only Swakiya Bhav. Radha and Krishna all are there. But only Swakiya Bhav is there. No? Upper is Dwarka. From border up, first is Dwarka. The ground level is Golok. First story is Dwarka. Second story is Mathura. And third story is Gokul Vrindavan Braj. Here, Swakiya plus some Madhurya. No? Some Madhurya.
In which level?
Huh?
Which level?
Which level? They are Swakiya only. And Krishna, Radha and all are there. Only Aishwarya Bhav and Swakiya Bhav. Only Dasarath is Pradhan there, prominent. But first story is Dwarka. Here is also Virat Vaibhav. Vaibhav is there. Vaibhav means Aishwarya is there. In Golok, no son, no child, nothing. No? In Golok. Swakiya also. And as per Jiva. But here, he has so many wives, whole family, sons of sons, all approved. Uddha and all are here.
less as per the than Golok. Here, Madhurjin is proud. Proud, understand? It's proud. And sometimes, Rukmini Shattabhana fill Mahabhav also. No? Sometimes. Fill Mahabhav. And from Dwarka, more Madhurja and less Aishwarya to Mathura, side by side. Sometimes Madhurja, sometimes Aishwarya. No? Sometimes Devaki and Vasudev pray to Krishna that, oh Lord, you are not my son. But I have told it is wrong. I will never tell son. And sometimes, weeping for Krishna, sing in his two arms, and Kansa will kill him. So they pray to Narayan to save Krishna and tell them Krishna to be a child. Krishna was four-handed here when he took birth, and after that when they prayed that he should be in two hands, then he became naked, no crown, no ornament, no necklace, anything. No? So both are here. Also when Krishna killed Kansa, Devaki and Vasudev began to pray Krishna that, oh Lord of Lords. And sometimes when Krishna and Baladev began to weep, Krishna came in the lap of Devaki and Baladev fell in the feet of Vasudev and began to weep in weeping. Yogamaya came and he covered as well the house. So side by side here. In Vrindavan, Madhuri is more and Aishwarya is less, very less, always covered by Madhuri. So there are four rooms established: Golok, Dwarka, Mathura.
Why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say this?
You cannot understand. He has written like what I am telling. But you are not understanding. He is side by side of Vrindavan. Not in Dwarka, Golok and Delhi. Puja Uja Sattik Chakra.
And after some time, they realize my guru is not Uttam Vaishnav. So, if they accept an Uttam Vaishnav Shiksha Guru, will that Shiksha Guru take that person back to Godhead?
Certainly, it will. Don't be worried. If you, your Shiksha Guru is so powerful, he can take the person.
But no,
if Guru fails, no harm. Yes, sir. Very strictly.
Then no need to take initiation because the Shiksha Guru can do it.
You should see all Prabhupada and then Shiksha Guru. Prabhupada, you know?
Yes, of course.
You have come for him, for Srila Prabhupada. Everything has come in you. So anyone but mool, root is he. So Shiksha Guru will come. If anyone is qualified and you have Shraddha on him, then you can take initiation. Otherwise, leave it. Go on, doing it all and take a shelter of Shiksha Guru, he will do.
Guruji, you're giving class tomorrow?
Huh?
Should I come?
If you don't want to come, you can come with them.
Another time.
With them?
With them. Huh. I don't know when you're speaking to them. If I'm not here. No, today.
Nobody knows.
In other words, I have to go to Delhi to get some rice for you. No one's bringing you rice.
Suradkar turned up and began to cry, save me, save me, save me. There was no Sati. So who would say? At last Krishna came smiling and went there. Then Radhika told that, save me, save me. Then she told like this, Krishna. This is in Krishna Sarovar. So all these things, past time should be remembered and doing chanting Hare Krishna and remembering and going in Vrindavan, Radha Krishna and doing pranam to all these things. This is called Bhagavad. And given only instance, examples only one or two, but there are lakhs and lakhs of examples.